Tyron Maseko is a legal expert in South Africa. Tyron, after spending a year in jail, Pistorius spent the last months under house arrest. This must come as quite a blow to him. What does today's judgment now mean for Oscar Pistorius?
Well, I mean, essentially what the judgment means is that Oscar Pistorius never ought to have been found guilty of culpable homicide in the first place. He should have been convicted of murder in the first place. So the appeal court has now replaced that conviction of culpable homicide with one of murder. So it means, as things stand, Oscar Pistorius is now a murder convict. And so the only question that remains is, what is the sentence that is appropriate to his conviction? That still has to be determined next year.
What led to this new conviction? Why did the judges come up with this ruling now?
Essentially the same evidence. Remember that this court was not going through the same evidence. This was an appeal by the state. They merely had to look at whether the initial court had actually applied the legal principles correctly or not as regards the accepted facts. And the appeal court found that actually the court made the mistake. There's nothing wrong with the facts that were presented in court. They all pointed to a conviction of murder. It's the court that made the mistake when it found him guilty of culpable homicide. That's really what it is.
And what options does the defense team now have? Are they going to appeal to a higher court in South Africa?
There isn't another higher court. The only other higher court that exists is the Constitutional Court. But the Constitutional Court doesn't deal with matters like this. The Constitutional Court is only concerned with constitutional matters. So those matters which are reflected in the Constitution, as it were. So they have to find grounds which basically go to an infringement of his right to a fair trial, for example. Difficult to see how they want to find an argument like this in these circumstances and on the present fact. So I think it's the end of the road for them.
Well, there are some that say that they might do that because they argue that the court got a lot of media attention that somehow infringed on the right to a free trial for Oscar Pistorius.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's one view. I don't agree with it. You know, the fact that you think or one thinks that, you know, they've got a basis on which to launch a constitutional challenge doesn't mean that in reality that constitutional challenge is valid. Now, I've assessed, I've looked at all these, the prevailing circumstances. At the end of the day, the question really here is, you know, did he receive a fair trial? I don't see how he didn't receive a fair trial. So whenever you've got money, obviously you've got the ability to brief the best counsel, the best lawyers in the world to help you with your case. And that might buy you more time than the average person who may not have those resources. But does it buy you justice? I don't think so.
And what about the Judge Masipa who ruled that he was guilty of culpable homicide? How will this new ruling now affect her reputation as a senior judge in South Africa?
Well, I don't think it affects her reputation one way or the other. Normal course for matters to be taken on appeal and the appeal judges to find differently. That happens regularly. There's nothing strange about it. Quite frankly, it happens in every jurisdiction in the world. It doesn't mean that, you know, the judge who made the decision is now somehow impaired. I mean, it's quite normal. It's just how the system works. So the only reason why we're raising this is because this happens to be a high-profile case. But, you know, there are many other nine-hard high-profile cases where this happens on a day-to-day basis and it's not a big issue. So there's nothing wrong with the judge per se and her competence.